Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The state Supreme Court has upheld former Governor Jerry Brown's decision to roll back a perk that allowed state workers to boost their pensions. Now, Phil, in the past, the courts have generally ruled that the state can't take away benefits it's already promised workers. But what specifically was today's ruling?
Well, today's ruling was about something called airtime. It was a practice years ago. It actually, you know, to be honest, it stopped in about 2013. But airtime was, let's say Jeff is got 19 years service or 19 and a half service with the state or it was at state workers. He could have the option of paying a year's into the pension system and getting 20 years credit. Now, a lot of this was done, you know, for people that took 6 months or something like that off. But you could basically, if you matched the contribution, then you got that credit towards your pension.
And that could be a pretty good deal for you.
It could, because for what you pay in 1 year, you get repaid for decades.
Yes.
And that's what Jerry Brown was saying. He's saying this, along with other things like spiking and things like that, need to be revised. So he won on that. Now, what the court didn't do was address the central issue of California's pension, which is called the California rule. And the California rule can be boiled down to this. If you got it, it's yours.
Grandfathered in.
Exactly. In other words, if Margie's pension deal was worked out 10 years ago, you can't go back and
that
redo
that. That seems fair.
Pardon?
That seems fair.
Okay,
it is.
So, that's what it was really an issue, because some cities like San Jose or other places have tried to go to the ballot and say we're going to readjust that because we can't afford it. Now, this, you could say this is just legal and this and that practice isn't really happening, the airtime thing, and it wasn't that big a deal. And, you know, actually state pensions aren't that bad, I mean, for everybody. It's the county and city and school district pensions that are killing. And I bring this up because this case brings to light something. Remember a few years back, it was on Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jerry Brown when he first came in, the pension crisis,
right?
And we were hearing about how they were underfunded and how taxpayers were going to have to make up for the difference and all that. Well, that's still going on.
So are we going to look at other benefits, too, to be rolled back?
What we're going to be doing is looking a way to pay for it. Now, going forward, people are sitting down and having negotiations and having to redo their pensions. For example, Sacramento and other cities said, we can't pay you what we were paying you. We can't do the pension deals we were doing in the past. Well, guess what happened? Cops started leaving Sacramento or not applying there anymore. They went to other jurisdictions. So what's happening, though, under all this is CalPERS, which is the state one, and CalSTRS, which is the school ones, are still underfunded to the tunes of billions and billions of dollars. They're only paying about 70%. If there's a recession, it could get even worse. So what we're seeing in Oakland, for example, in this recent teacher strike, we heard a lot about pay. We heard a lot about classroom size. What wasn't discussed, because everybody knows it's the elephant in the room, is that pension and health benefit costs, which are continuing to rise.
Huge.
And that is eating up more and more money that's coming from the state and local taxes. So we, on the county level and the city level, are either going to be possibly confronted with cutting services or raising taxes and to keep making the pension debt. But it only shows up every once in a while because everybody's kind of figured that's the way it is and that's the way it's going to go.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.